Do you know how awful the coverage has to be for Gary Gerald to say something? Gary Gerald, I don't think the G-Man. I don't think he's ever said a negative thing about a human being or a situation in the history of life. This man has covered ass basketball for 30-something years.
It's a shoot.
And he just takes it in stride. He watches the Knicks and Stephen A. one time, and they broke him. They broke Gary Gerald. Oh, let it be. Oh, G-Man, don't tune in to Game 7 if it happens.
But, once again, that's why he'll be all over the place, because of what you just said. You don't care about what Jalen Brunson's going to look like or Kat's going to look like. You want to see Stephen A. And that's why they have a camera on him. That's why. And I'm not saying it's right. I don't care about Stephen A. And I want to keep it on the players. But I think there's a lot of people like yourself that if the Knicks lose, you want to see Stephen A. Smith lose it. And that's why they put, that's why they will follow him the whole countdown show.
If the Knicks lose, I'd like to see Kenny Caraway lose it. Mark me down for that.
Well, I won't lose it. You know, I won't lose it. I'm a Knicks supporter. I want to see them do well. But
oh, you were tweeting out videos when Knicks were winning, what, game four or whatever it was?
Yeah, well, because I just happened to be there. I had another video that night, too. Nobody mentions that. I talked about we was on Sports Sunday. See, people always remember certain things, but they don't remember everything.
Yeah, you're not wrong. I did not see that video at all.
Oh, that was on Instagram. That's right.
Oh, it's all good. We're good.
That wasn't on Twitter. Yeah.
Have you ever opened Instagram before? Like, do you actually have an Instagram account?
No, not on my, like, I don't have the app downloaded. The last picture posted on my Instagram is me and Crystal's prom picture, which was like...
Hold up. Like, so you do have an Instagram account?
There's an account. Yeah, there's an account out there.
What's the handle?
It's Jesse Tapia _3. 0303. You can request to follow me. Like, I'm not going to let anyone follow me. Like, that account's dead. The only reason why it's not...
Oh, there,
like,
it is.
Yeah. The only reason why it's not deleted is because Crystal likes to see, like, the old high school pictures.
I
want to
see the prom picture. Accept my request, bro.
Yeah,
I wanna
wait.
See
what
the
is
prom
it?
Picture.
What is it? JT?
No, it's Jesse Tapia _03. Everybody go follow Jesse.
You guys are not getting it. I'll tell you that right now.
Let me in. You've got...
Oh, no. Look, check this out. I've already requested
them. Like, you guys have already been there.
I've already requested them. And
he just left you?
Bro, the D-Lo KC account requested a follow me, and I'd let that live out there. My Instagram's dead.
We want to see the prom picture. Wow. It's for the show.
COE.
Man. Man. Well, at least I can always find pictures of you with Mr. Tapia's account.
Yeah, if you ever want to keep up with me, follow my dad or something.
I don't know why Mr. Tapia is wearing Miami Dolphins pajamas in this last picture he posted, but...
The onesie?
The onesie. Wait, hold up. Oh, those are socks. I was like, Mr. Tapia got matching shoes, but I think those are socks.
Hold on. Oh, there he goes. There goes my guy, Mr. Tapia. Yeah, he's in the Dolphins onesie.
Shout out to my pops. He's a funny guy.
He is funny.
Yeah, Zabor right here. I've been on requested for like 3 years. Yeah.
Nah, well, guess that's all of us. All right, man. I don't want to lose another day. Bump it or dump it. Hit the music.
All right.
There's no music. You might as well just start talking.
Bumper to double. Let's see. The Indiana Fever have new shirts.
All right, dude. That's the story?
That's the headline. Remember,
I'll bite.
The Indiana Fever released new t-shirts for the 2025 WNBA season, which has already had multiple opponents moving games against them into bigger arenas. And the shirt reads, "Every game is a home game."
Oh. Okay.
I mean, I don't like it.
I'm with it.
I don't, as an opponent, I don't like it.
No,
but I understand.
Yeah. That's good stuff right there. I like it.
Who in the NBA would say something like that? Would it be like Lakers, Warriors that have shirts like that?
I think
the Celtics get in there. I don't know
if the Warriors would. The Lakers could. The Celtics could.
I think the Warriors could. You think Did you hear that game when they played Orlando in Orlando?
Yeah.
With Steph Curry.
I could probably wear mine.
But was that Steph or was that Warriors
fans? Steph. It's definitely Steph. But they're Warriors fans right now. But it's Steph. When they leave.
No, but what I mean is, do you think Orlando fans were popping for Steph? Because I kind of feel like they were.
No, but you think Aces fans pop for Caitlin?
No.
So, yeah.
No, I do not. I absolutely do not.
So, do you think there's any team in the W that they pop for Caitlin? Like, Washington. I'm a Mystics fan, but I'm rooting for Caitlin.
Oh, yeah. I think there's a lot of them. Mm. Yeah, definitely. Mostly bad ones.
So the people that come into those games aren't just Caitlin Cart fans.
Yeah, no. What I mean is, though, like, I use the Steph example. Like, it's. I think sometimes when fans go to stuff, it's like, no, I want to see the Kings win. Mm-hmm. That's what I want. Mm-hmm. But... And I'll use the most extreme example. If Steph has 70, I'm rooting for 82. Why?
History.
I'm there.
Yeah.
I want to see it. So it's not, you know, another great example that I use, the Denver Thunder game. Mm-hmm. Russell Westbrook's MVP year. Russ solidifies the triple-double for the season. The crowd saw it. They were already behind Westbrook for that moment. They gave him the love and everything. He has the MVP, one of his MVP moments that year, hits the shot, which eliminates Denver from the playoffs, and the crowd pops.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I swear to you, there's one guy, and it's an assistant coach who recognizes what just happened. Because you go back and you watch it, and you see players, they're reacting, and there's one assistant, I don't know who it is, he just goes, oh. And his head drops. And meanwhile, the crowd erupts.
Yeah.
You wanted to see, you saw history. Mm-hmm. You saw a moment that's going to be replayed for Russell Westbrook forever. And I think that happens sometimes with Caitlin. Caitlin gets hot. You get Mystics fans. Mm-hmm. You get Liberty fans who are caught up in the moment and the selfishness of, I'm seeing something special as a sports fan. Mm-hmm. And maybe you're not like cheering like, yeah, go Caitlin. But you're reacting like, oh, which obviously brings the volume up in the arena.
I'll tell you right now, I don't want to see no history at the Golden 1 Center.
I don't know.
Ever. Man.
That's fine. And I'm with you. But if Steph is at 70, I'm cheering for 12
Stay
more.
There.
That's
no,
fine.
Hell no.
Fine, loser.
Hell no.
You can leave, and I'll come in the next day and tell everybody I was at the game where Steph scored 85. Steph scored 40 in the fourth quarter.
Well, what,
Kings won by
well,
two.
Once again, if you okay, Kings won by two. If you can tell me that they're going to win, sure, you can score as many.
I'm not
as
telling
he
you anything. This is my story.
No, just stop.
And
scoring.
I'm making it up as I go.
I don't want to take no chances. Stop
All
scoring,
right,
bro.
Let's go to the next one.
The Commanders are returning.
It's also game one of the regular season. Who cares?
The Commanders are returning to Washington, D.C. with a new RFK Stadium.
That's cool. Dump it. Like, it's cool. They're going back to the Capitol. That's fine.
South Carolina transfer, Malaysia Fuwali, joins Falaje Johnson at LSU.
Wait, I thought Falaje left.
No, she's coming back.
Was she going to leave?
She wasn't sure.
She sent out a tweet that kind of had everyone wondering. Yeah.
College game is so weird, dude. The college game is so weird. All right. Okay, bump it.
The biggest domino has fallen in women's college basketball transfer portal scene, with former South Carolina guard Malaysia Fuwali committing to play for Kim Mulkey and the LSU Tigers. Fuwali averaged 11.7 points, 2.8 rebounds, 2 assists as a key off-the-bench player for Dawn Staley this past season. She joins a talented LSU squad that already has Falaje Johnson and Michaela Williams.
Okay.
So, all big.
Right. Interesting squad there.
College, women's college basketball moves. Let's see. Where else did we go? We did John Cena yesterday, so I won't do that.
John Cena? Did you say John Cena?
Yeah. We did the they predicted his match.
Oh, gotcha.
Eli Manning is reportedly putting together a group to bid for a stake in the Giants.
Dump it.
What's going on with this thing you got in the little StreamYard thing? The little ring camera.
Well, I don't know if he wants to bump it or not. So it's there just in case he does. We'll go there.
Is it?
No, we'll go there.
I've been stuck on that not gonna lie, the last 15 minutes.
No, we'll go there. We'll go there. Two huge alligators show up at a front door of a house in Florida and attempt to get in.
Yeah, warm it up. Or dump throw it up.
You heard the man.
I love me a good ring camera video.
Let me make sure, because I don't know if the people are cursing. But.
Well, if there's an alligator, let's
here we go. Two huge alligators.
Okay, two. So let's break. Oh! Oh!
Standing up at the door.
Oh! This is crazy. So there's two alligators. One is just frozen and ready to pounce. The other one went up to the doorbell.
Oh my God, I'm a little scared just watching this.
Went up to the doorbell.
That alligator he's not done.
He's not done. Watch this.
This has to be in Florida. Where'd you say this Florida. Was?
Look at him. Look at him. He's trying to get in. He's trying to get in.
Clumsy. Calm down, fella. That is crazy. That man got up he got up to the peephole like, yo, what's good, bro? I'm here.
I'm outside.
Yo, this is like a plot.
That's what I'm saying.
That other alligator is just waiting to attack. It has not moved.
Bro, I hate alligators. I hate alligators. I don't know. I think they're still.
This is crazy.
I still think they're number two behind.
No, why is it climbing like
that's
that?
That's what I'm saying. He's trying to get in.
Stop. Yeah.
This is now watching it fall. It's like it's a drunk
look
alligator.
Look at him.
It's like a drunk alligator just like, hey.
I'm legit getting the chills watching this just because it's like.
I'm telling you. I hate alligators.
That's scary.
Nah. This is reason 6,712 to not live in Florida.
Bro, they came up to two of them. Not one lost one, two of them. Yo, let's go up to the door.
Worst you get in Sacramento is a crazy-ass turkey.
Well,
the turkeys, they get after it.
Drunk-ass alligator. Bro, that's
Steve,
crazy.
I'm at the door. Let me in.
That is crazy.
Yeah, no, I'm cool.
Oh, my God.
Like I said, for the longest time, snakes were number one. I hated snakes the most. Now I don't know, man. It's I don't know if I hate snakes or alligators more. And I'll throw crocodiles in there as well because they're basically the same as alligators.
The Everglades is cool if you ever go to Florida.
No, it's not.
It is.
No, it isn't.
I was there.
Okay. No. Okay. Yeah. All right. Let's compare our experiences. I'm driving through the Everglades with a senior citizen taxi driver who I'm confident can't see 3 feet in front of him. Hurricane Katrina has just hit Florida. You tell me how exciting driving through the Everglades is.
Well, that's different. I was on the airboat and it was after Katrina.
I was positive my death was imminent.
I'd won. No
and I was going to get eaten by alligators.
See, next time we will go to Florida.
We will go hit the Everglades.
Yes,
no, we won't.
You'll be good. You'll be with me. We'll get some fried gator after.
We're not doing that.
It's cool. They'll take you over here is where certain so gator that hangs out. And there he is. I'll try to find pictures.
I told you guys when I was in New Orleans, my wife wanted to do the Swamp People tour, and I couldn't look like no punk, so I couldn't tell her no, but I didn't want to do that.
You stupid. I would have looked like a punk.
No, that's the same.
I'd have been like, no.
You say yes.
She can't be on the tour, and I'm just like, no, I don't.
Like one time, me was at Magic Mountain. She wanted to go on this roller coaster. I'm like, I'm not feeling. She's like, oh, it's fine. You don't have to go on. I went on the roller coaster.
That's how I got on Drop Zone on one of our first dates. Think I want to go on Drop Zone? No.
Bro, you a sucker. Say no.
Nah, bro, I can't do that, bro. She can't be just going up there like, all right, I'm going to go up there. All right, man. All right.
Boy, you're
man's pride, I'll tell you.
Masculinity, man. Bruh. I'd have been like, nah, man. Enjoy the tour, though, baby. I'll see you when you get back.
I'm sitting on the floor holding the stuffed animals
I'll be at the bar having an old-fashioned. You enjoy your alligators and all of that. Come holler at me when you're done.
Yeah, I had to say yes to scary movies. I hated scary movies. Well, Crystal, you want to go? Fine.
Now, look, we got married. I don't think we were married yet, but look, we were engaged or whatever, and we went to Six Flags, and she's like, me and Reese are getting on Superman. And I said, I'll be right here.
See, there you go.
I'll be right here.
There you
go. Guys enjoy it. They came off that thing looking like they saw four ghosts. I said, I felt great. I sat right here and I've had a good time.
I just sent you guys a picture of the alligator we were by.
It's
about time you stood up for yourself.
Bro, what?
Well, what's the... Oh, Oh, yeah, I remember when you... Oh, yeah, come right on, there. Man. That's... All right. We'll talk. I'll tell you what the insider said to me. This whole show needs a goddamn break.
Back here on D-Lo and KC. I'm still tripping over these alligators, bro. I just...
That was scary. Oh, man. That was scary.
I don't even know what you do.
You got to call an alligator person, I think.
Yeah, well, okay, look, I love animals, right? I don't have no problem with animals or whatever. I don't have no problem with animals. But.
I think they kill them, too.
Well, here's the thing, though. Here's the thing. If I was at that house and I took matters into my own hands, then I would get in trouble. How does that work?
Would you, though?
I think that's the case. Like, when there's an animal, like, on your property, if you do something to it, you get in trouble. Is that correct?
I don't know.
That's
not fair.
Well,
why do you have to do anything to the animal? Like, it's outside the house. You could call whoever you need to call. You don't need to do anything to the animal.
All right, man. Whatever. The alligator's out there.
If it breaches the doors, then yeah, do what you got to do.
Now, how about if it breaches the front yard? Get off my property.
Come on, man. You ain't got to do nothing to it. Just call who you need to call to come get. It's Florida. There's probably someone on every corner to come pick up a loose alligator.
I'm scared to death. Okay?
Scared to use the phone?
If nobody picking up, okay. or they got me on hold.
Also, second, well, you know what to do in that case. The other thing is, it probably isn't like, oh my God, there's an alligator on the ring cam. It's probably, babe, them alligators is outside again. Oh, you're kidding. Oh, look, it's Tom and Jerry out there again.
All I'm saying is if I had to do something, I don't know why I'd have to get in trouble. Which you would, right? Like, if that was the case, if they were on the front lawn and I handle business, I cancel Christmas on the alligators, I'd get
you
in trouble
for
that, right?
Explain what that means to people who don't know the reference.
Use your imagination because people might be listening. So, if I cancel Christmas on those two alligators, mm-hmm. I'd get in trouble for that, right?
Yeah, Florida Today says you can't shoot
it. Yeah, I would think so.
That's crazy. And I think you're one of the reasons why you do that. So you're protecting animals who aren't in you know on your like dog fighting type stuff. Like I think you're protecting animals from that too. But bro, come on, man. I don't need no damn.
I want to know what they do with the alligators. Like, where do you just drop them off after that?
Hopefully you take them back to the Everglades.
Wherever alligators.
They do some of that, yeah. But
take them back to that. Did you see that clip of when...
Name the WWE wrestler from the early 90s from the Everglades. Come on, man. Come with it.
I get multiple choices.
From the early
90s?
From the early 90s, they announced them from the Everglades.
I don't think I'm going to get this.
Is this like a jobber or a mid-carder? Like,
mid-carder at best. Maybe even a smidge bit below.
Everglades?
This is my era, too, and I don't think I'm going
to
get
this. I have no clue to even think of.
Wow. Well, it was obviously before. Skinner.
Oh, I don't even know who that is.
Sounds familiar. Let me pull him up.
Yeah, you'll recognize
him. Every mid-carder and jobber back then to me is just the Brooklyn Brawler.
Well, most of them actually were the Brooklyn
Brawler.
That's
what I'm
saying,
yeah.
didn't you say that he was, like, part of creative or something?
The Brooklyn Brawler? Yeah. He was a big... Steve Lombardi was a... he wasn't a part of McMahon's inner circle, but he was around for a really, really long time.
Probably a good thing not to be part of his inner circle.
Well...
I kind of remember Skinner.
Was something in the rundown promos. With Redacted McMahon?
No, Shane McMahon.
Oh, Shane McMahon. Okay, I thought
Charlotte,
I read Vince.
Charlotte and Shane were at the game with Alex Rodriguez.
Okay,
yeah. Like, I think they were at the game with Alex. It looked like they were at the game with Alex Rodriguez.
My brain read that so many times this morning. And Charlotte Flair and Vince McMahon were at the game with Alex Rodriguez. That's
why? Crazy. Like, why was... What?
I don't know.
What is Alex doing?
Anthony Rodriguez or Anthony Edwards coming to WrestleMania or something?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Wait a minute. Does Shane still work for WWE?
No, I don't think so because there's the whole maybe he's going to AEW type rumors.
That's right. Yeah. They did the staged picture with Tony Khan. Oh, that was so bad.
Cheryl and Oak Grove was watching a game in my house yesterday and she didn't know like the ins and outs of what was going on. And she goes, there goes A-Rod again. Why is he always at these Timberwolves games? I said, because he's the owner now. She's like, oh, that makes sense. I see him at all the Timberwolves games. I said, he's the owner now.
And checks out.
He's been trying to own him for 2 years, a year.
Yeah, this was a long... I mean, I don't even remember like how it ended. I know what happened. I just what's that? Was it Glenn Taylor? What's his name? Glenn Taylor.
I think it just ended with like, well, Glenn, you just got to sell. Sorry.
Yeah. They were just like, yeah, Glenn, you said you were going to sell it. Like, you can't change your mind at this point. Like, it's over.
He said, I changed my mind. But yeah, I think the judges just said, no, that's not going to work. Sir.
Yeah. So, sorry, pal.
It's not going to work. You wanted to ask me the same question you asked the insiders. Mm-hmm.
Nope. The same question the insiders asked me.
Got you.
And I'll ask it. I guess I can ask it the same way. And let's provide some context to this.
Okay.
Tim McMahon, our very good friend, Tim McMahon, who I don't even think we spoke to.
No, it's my boy, though.
He wrote recently that the league was down on Ja Morant. And it's like, oh, okay, that's interesting. Of course, I think it was Howard Beck who first reported, hey, keep your eye on Ja Morant this offseason. There's rumblings about that. That seems to have gained a ton of traction. Obviously a lot has happened.
Yeah.
Taylor Jenkins gone, Memphis gets eliminated, you know, the whole deal. Ja finds himself in, I don't want to say he found himself in trouble again, but he found himself at the center of something silly.
Mm-hmm.
And like, okay, maybe there is some validity to this Ja Morant thing. And as you talked about earlier, different conversation, but talking about aprons and, you know, we're seeing what an effect like the salary cap is actually having on the league and their decisions, and you know, tying Luka Doncic back into this. There's some will have you believe that Luka's next contract was a big part of the decision to move on from him.
Mm-hmm.
So you got that, which is obviously it's intriguing. Ja Morant still a very talented young man, but to bring back an old word from Kenny Caraway, warts. Zion Williamson, what direction are you guys going? Like, what are the New Orleans Pelicans doing? Got a new front office in place. They've got some things to figure out. They were a disaster this year, and you're still dealing with the hope and a prayer of Zion Williamson being available for more of the season than he's not.
Mm-hmm.
Trae Young, what is Atlanta? Where's Atlanta going? What are they doing? Does Trae want out of Atlanta? Does Atlanta want out of the Trae Young business? LaMelo, Charlotte, they are going nowhere at warp speed. Can they just completely start everything over by trading him, acquiring some draft picks, having some draft capital, maybe some salary cap? Can they figure some things out there? And the insiders ask me to rank. So they're all out on the there will be rumblings that they're all out there on the market.
Mm-hmm.
Whether they actually are or not, that remains to be seen. But there will certainly be a lot written about them over the course of the next month and a half, headed into the draft, and then of course headed into free agency as well. What the insiders asked was, rank those players in terms of which ones you would be the most excited for to be a member of the Sacramento Kings.
You said there's four of them, right?
Ja, Zion,
Trae, LaMelo.
Yep.
LaMelo would be one. LaMelo would be one.
Okay, before you go any further, why would LaMelo be one?
Because he has the most, it's tough, but I'll just say it. He has the most upside of the four. Zion is the one that makes me pause about, like, does he have the most upside or not? But I'll say LaMelo has the most upside of the four. I think he's the youngest of the four. And that's somebody talent-wise and position-wise you can build around. Maturity, is he ever going to get it? Those are the red flags. Those are the warts. Those are the things you have to worry about. But if he, I'll put it to you like this. If he came off a little bit more mature, just a little bit more mature, and he was a little bit more healthier consistently.
Yeah.
Being a, no doubt about it, because the game is there. Yeah. He's got everything. And he's a better player than those other three. So he'd be one for me.
Okay. Sorry. I'm going to ask you to elaborate a little bit further. When you says he, when you say he has the most upside, what do you mean? Like what's the most complete version of LaMelo Ball look like?
The most complete version of,
because he's Ball. you know James likes to do this, but he is right, and it's difficult. He's on a bad basketball team, so he's on a really bad basketball team, and he's kind of a he has to do everything for them to even be remotely competitive. So he has the ultimate green light in virtually every facet.
Jessica, do we think that LaMelo Ball is a one, like the guy on the team?
I'll say no.
So,
because there's different components that you got to factor in when you talk about a number one, I believe, and he falls short in some of those components.
What about Ja and Trey?
No.
Ja is not.
No, Ja's not.
And Trey is not.
Trey is not. There's other components with him as well. He's a small guy.
So I'm going to play along. A healthy Zion Williamson is.
Wow.
Really?
You know, one of the issues I have with
really?
So let me ask you this. Are we under the premise that there's what, 30 teams in the league, that there's 30 number ones?
No.
Okay.
Kings don't have one.
That's right. Zion, and here's the level of consistency. He's a one-way player. He's not the worst defensive player in the history of the game, like I think Luka is.
Boy.
But he's not good.
Hey, who is this guy over here? Like, has there been a bigger preacher of defense for a guy begging for Zach LaVine?
Been get buckets for 5 years.
The unethical basketball league.
But I've never said any of those guys are number ones. Number ones play on both sides of the floor.
Okay.
And
boy, that, okay. You asked an interesting question. A follow-up might be, how many number ones in the league are there? Now, we don't have to go through and name them all, but it, like, Prize Pick says 9.5?
I'll go more. I'll say 10.
Okay.
I'll say 10. I'm
Las Vegas over here if that's the case.
I think I could find 10 number ones.
Okay.
You know, but they're not a lot. In Zion, I say he's not a number one because of that. He's a one-way player. Even if he's healthy, he's a one-way player. He can score. But defensively, he leaves a lot to be desired. And he doesn't really stretch the floor either. Like, he's not a shooter. He doesn't have – it's just brute force with his game. So that's why I don't have him as a number one. LaMelo, I'm trying to think of a player to compare LaMelo to as to what he could be. It's kind of difficult without being disrespectful. And I'm not going to be disrespectful. But LaMelo's, I think he's about 6'5", 6'6", point guard, can shoot it.
LaMelo's 6'5", really?
Yeah.
Wow.
He might even be taller than that.
I don't think I realize that.
Yeah, but he's a really tall point guard. And I'll say like this. I think he's a more skilled version and this isn't disrespectful, this wasn't what I was thinking, but a more skilled version of Tyrese Halliburton.
LaMelo's NBA height is 6'7", by the way.
How tall is Tyrese?
Probably 6'5". He's probably 6'5". LaMelo's 6'7".
I do not think I realized LaMelo was so tall.
It's all PG.
So LaMelo's the one then?
LaMelo will be one.
Tyrese is 6'5".
Yeah. I think LaMelo is a more skilled version of Tyrese. Now, Tyrese understands leadership, understands maybe the point guard position a lot better than LaMelo. So that's where his pluses are in that situation. But just skill wise, LaMelo is the best out of all four of those guys, even Zion. And I like Trey too. You know, I'm a big Trey Young guy.
I'm very surprised. Kyle said Trey, and I think Hammer said Trey.
Trey Young has had moments,
which sounds crazy repeating that out loud, that Hammer said Trey, but I think that's what we said.
Trey Young has had big time moments in big time games.
Yep.
And that is, for me, it was between those two. It was between LaMelo and Trey. Trey just he's so short though. You know, it brings so many complications on the defensive side of the ball. That I don't know. Like, all things considered, like, if I had to choose between the four, I might go with LaMelo because of that. LaMelo's obviously, everybody knows his shortcomings. You just don't know what you're getting with that kid. You don't know when he's going to grow up. You don't know if he's going to stay healthy. And those are the red flags for LaMelo.
I think I take Ja in this scenario.
Explain.
I feel like Ja would have the most impact as far as if you're trying to win and just move you forward. Like, I don't know if I believe in LaMelo Ball leading my team anywhere yet. Trey Young is good, but I think I like Ja more. And then Zion is just too injured for me to take a chance on, I guess, out of this group. Like, if you throw, I'm not sure what the deal would be, but I could get behind Ja being this team's starting point guard, being the leader and all that too. It's just his injuries, I think, that kind of holds it back.
Hang on, Leezy. We're going to get to you in a second. I do have a confession, because you was probably listening to some...
These are my confessions.
Some R&B on your way into the
Silk Sonic Week.
I said Ja, too. I said Ja because it'll be really, really difficult to rationalize Zion Williamson. Other than, I hope, as all you could do. Like, if I'm right, if the Lord pays off my prayer, boy, are we in good shape. But we're literally asking for something we've never seen from this young man in his career yet. That's a tall ask. Now, with Ja, the concerns are regarding his availability are starting to get louder as well. But I'm with Jesse in the idea that I think he would have the most immediate impact. With Trey and LaMelo, I struggled with, what do they like? Because Trey, you know, I think you brought this up the other day, is never, and I know this was making the rounds, hasn't played with another all-star. In he's never had another, you know, high-level player, any player near the tier that he is with him before. What would that look like? What adjustment would that have to be for Trey, if any? It's literally the same exact question times 10 with LaMelo, because his team's terrible. And I'm not saying, hey, Trey took a bad Atlanta team. No, Trey took some fine basketball players, you know, to the Eastern Conference Finals. LaMelo's team, LaMelo was in a, you know, people can get their jokes off about Sacramento if you want to. Charlotte is a horrible organization. A awful, awful organization. And LaMelo's had nothing to play with, no one to play with. Period, in his career. So, like, how do you – I don't know how to tell you what that looks like. That's why I asked you. You say his upside. What's the best version? That's why I asked you, because I have no idea what that would look like. And that's what I felt like if I needed an immediate impact with a version of the roster that the Kings have. I was like, man, I still might rock with Ja on this one.
If I told you,
of course, that could just be trading back for De'Aaron Fox. So I don't know. What the hell do I know?
If I told you that LaMelo at his best is a better offensive scoring version of Tyrese Halliburton, what would you think?
I'd love that.
Do you take? Would that be number one? Because you asked, what is
a better scoring version of Tyrese Halliburton? Yep.
That because
it'd be number one. WWE. You asked, yep. Yeah. Yep.
So I think that's what he could be.
Okay. Yeah. If you're telling me right now that's what it is, if you laid out the best case scenarios for all four guys, and that was your best case scenario for LaMelo, and the best case scenario for Zion is he's healthy, I think I'd take Zion. But LaMelo, that would immediately move LaMelo to number two for me.
Now, also, we're talking about this team, right? Like this, let's say this is the DeMar DeRozan trade, since we think that's the guy that's going to be out. Would Zion fit what the Kings are trying to do with this roster? Like him and Sabonis be able to play together?
No,
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Are you trading Sabonis for Zion?
Well, I said, I said DeRozan. You might have to make a couple deals.
Yeah, the DeRozan to New Orleans, just like, yeah, we're gonna just try to bottom out. Mm. Not no knock on DeMar, but like it's from a contract standpoint, we can move off this. We'll be free of money. We can do whatever.
Man. The problem is, like, none of these guys, none of them defend worth a damn. And you've already got two guys that don't defend at a high level. So you'd be adding a third, and that's just tough.
Two guys being Levine and Domas?
Yeah. And I also think Levine defends a little better than people give him credit for. I've been saying that. He's not a Luka level defender.
Let's get Leezy in here. We got Leezy Fridays tomorrow. He couldn't wait. Leezy, what's happening, baby?
Yo, what's up, D-Lo and Casey? What's popping, guys?
What's up, my guy?
Man, that energy is sky high today, considering his boy got his ass whooped last night.
Oh, no, don't distract me with Jimmy Butler. I'm going to get off topic. I was calling in, guys, because I'm upset. I'm tired of the LaMelo disrespect. Everyone wants to talk about accountability and maturity with these four players, right? What trouble has Ja gotten into off the court compared to LaMelo?
Whoa. Yes, who was saying any of that about LaMelo?
Not you guys. People are talking. people. We know. People are talking about his maturity and this and that. If you even compare LaMelo to Ant, I don't see a big difference in some of the things they say. They're very candid. They let it fly. Their personality's out there. For whatever.
Yeah.
Yep, candid. And also, you guys are talking about the Hornets. They're one of the worst franchises. Who's playing on that team besides Brandon Miller and Miles Bridges? Brandon Miller, he ain't even old enough to drink. And you want to say, oh, well, LaMelo can't win with nobody. Yeah, he's not playing with anybody. They're not developed yet. And you want to talk about winning players. Zion has never played one playoff game in his career. So we want to talk about maturity, winning players, this, that, and the third. And these other guys ain't done half the stuff.
Who's he taking?
You're taking LaMelo.
Who's taking LaMelo? We should take LaMelo. If he's out there.
No. Leezy. He's asking you, who are you taking? And I assumed it was LaMelo.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, I wanted to say this real quick.
Oh, good.
Jesse, please. Let me cook. Please, Jesse. I understand Trae Young is probably the safest pick. I was on the air and I said that he is probably the safest pick. But with LaMelo, you get someone who's younger. He's 6'7", has pretty much the same skill set. So I would much rather go with LaMelo. That's just me. I know everyone's going to get their jokes off about him and say he hasn't done anything yet. But here in Sacramento, we defend a lot of players who haven't done anything either. So I just don't think it's a fair criticism is what he's getting.
All right, Leezy, bring some lunch tomorrow. I don't know what's going
on. Yeah.
Okay, this is what we need to do. No, this is what we need to end the practice.
Take a breath next time, too.
No. Well, he's afraid. The callers are afraid now. They're afraid of Jesse and the fade.
I get it.
We need to end the practice of calling D-Lo and KC and yelling at us over something somebody else
said. Who do we think he was talking to?
I'm positive it had to have been James. It had to have been James. Got TC calling and yelling at us about stuff Carmichael Dave did? Hey, what are we just everybody's therapist? What are we, the punching bag?
What did TC say today? Don't talk to TC.
Don't talk to TC. Don't talk to TC about that.
Oh, man.
We'll come back, man. Unbelievable. We'll come back. Matt George is going to join us coming up in about 30 minutes as well. Steve and KC brought to you by Sky River Casino.
I got those trades. Remember?
Completely forgot. Nope, completely forgot. You're going to have to refresh our memory when we return here on ESPN 1320. Matt George is going to join us in a couple minutes. Well, not really a couple minutes. Matt George is going to join us in like 30 minutes.
Hey, so check this out. I want to get
got that this. Keyword coming up, by the way, top of the 3 o'clock hour, right near the top of the 3 o'clock hour. Sorry, go ahead.
Keyword coming up.
Chance to win Kenny's money.
You don't want to win my money, I'm telling you. I got those trade scenarios and stuff like that. But one thing, two things we didn't talk about, really, that I think, you know, it's timely today. One.
Bumble to dump it.
One is LeBron, his words after the press conference, his future, how long we think he's going to play. And number two, boy, JJ had a tough time with dim lights.
Yeah, get a hold of yourself. Gosh.
Oh, JJ
had a tough time with dim lights.
But did he? Did he? Or is that?
Why are you asking me that? Because I'm inexperienced? What?
Now walk out, Casey. I'll just walk out for a perfectly normal question.
Dim lights.
Well,
JJ needs to stop feeling like people are attacking him, bro. He's just asking you a question.
After you did something stupid.
Yeah, like, oh, like, just relax. I'm just asking a question here.
I don't disagree.
Oh, man.
JJ had a rough series, but let me defend JJ for a second.
Okay.
The reporter did make an assumption. Like he just phrased the question wrong. Because he did frame it as if JJ didn't lean on his assistants or talk to his assistants, which is kind of a I do know what the reporter was trying to ask. I think he just asked it in a way that got a guy who was already in a testy mood to respond a certain way. Also, as I am now done defending JJ, was he even in a testy mood? Like, is that who JJ is?
That might be kind of who he is.
Like, JJ, like, what was the, when JJ was a podcaster, how many times did we say he comes across as such an arrogant little ass. And that's what he looked like last night after the game. He looked like an arrogant little child. And like, I don't know that that was the lights or the moment or if that was JJ Redick. I don't know which one it was.
Did he walk out post game too?
I didn't see that. I saw him walk out.
What do you mean?
Because that interaction was pregame.
Yeah, I thought there was something post game as well.
I didn't see him walk out.
I don't think I knew.
I did not know that
was before the biggest game of your season, and dim lights.
I did not realize that. I didn't see it till well after the game, and I just assumed it was post game.
Dim lights. Was already blinding him.
Well, now I've changed my mind.
I could be wrong, though. I'm trying to double check it.
That question was absolutely pregame because I saw it at
No,
like
I know the pregame
o'clock.
One happened. But I thought I saw something else where like he got pissed off again after postgame and he walked out again or something like that.
JJ, you can't walk out of multiple press conferences in the same day.
Like I said, I could be wrong.
The league is being unfair.
All right, no, it was just pregame.
But so what, maybe I'm stalling him out a little bit too. I'm not trying to, but it's different being the head coach of the Lakers or the Knicks or the Celtics. Hell, in some respects of the Kings. You know, it's not the
legacy
thing,
out here for the Kings.
But them lights, they dissect in everything that you do. Whereas head coach for Mark Daigneault, you think he's feeling them lights in OKC? They was talking about Oklahoma spring game the other day. Like, they want you to win. Like, there's quote-unquote pressure to win, but it's not
Lakers, you're always going to have championship expectations, or the expectation is going to be how close are you to getting to that point again. Yeah. Like, that's always what it's going to revolve around.
Like, they literally are championship or bust every year. And, yeah, it's different. It's different. It's difficult. First time head coach. Mm-hmm. And this is his first playoffs. First time kind of losing like that. Like, not the series, but he was behind 3-1 at that point and made some questionable decisions. So, yeah. I bet that was Sunday. They didn't play till Wednesday. I bet you every day mm-hmm. on Mason and Ireland, they were taking calls about how ridiculous JJ was in game four. And
Joe Mazzulla
didn't get better today.
Joe Mazzulla lost in the first, or in the, lost his first year in the conference finals. And Kendrick Perkins said that if you put his brain in a bird, it would fly backwards.
That was, he should have been slapped, actually. Kendrick should have been slapped for saying that.
I think that's a, I don't know who coined that line. I feel like Bobby Heenan used to say it.
Sounds like some Bobby
Heenan. Hey, it's a hell, it's a hell of a line if you're trying to diss somebody.
Oh, it is.
Very disrespectful, but.
It is super disrespectful. That remind me about a Kendrick Perkins clip I wanted to play, though.
So, JJ didn't do himself any favors with that performance in Game 5, though. I mean, you're getting beat up on the boards. Rudy Gobert is having the game that he's never had in his life. Like, just never. Even the French national team was like, what the hell is this? We couldn't even play this guy. He was going crazy. I'm not saying Jackson Hayes is Wilt Chamberlain, but you just refuse to put anybody over 6'7 into the game. Mm. And then when you do, you say, Maxi Kleber, you haven't played since January. You've literally never played for the Lakers. Mm. Get in there with 5 minutes left in the game.
Yeah, do it.
Just an awful, awful performance by JJ.
He needs to learn to be less arrogant for his own good, I guess. Yeah. Or maybe you do throw Jackson Hayes out there for an hour long because you do just need someone who's 7 foot tall or someone who can throw a body on Rudy Gobert.
Yeah. So, and then he talked about, he goes, it's kind of throwing people under the bus a little bit. Well, tell me if maybe he is or isn't. But he goes, yeah, you know, people say, you know, try different lineups and, you know, get other people in the game. Well, you do that, we can't score. All right, sir. Like,
yeah,
JJ basically said that he was
talking about Jared Vanderbilt. He was absolutely talking about Jared
Come
Vanderbilt.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, so JJ, I don't know what he's going to be moving forward. He had ups and downs. There were certain times when he was really good as a coach and other times when he wasn't. But it's his first postseason. We'll see if he learns anything, but not a good performance for him in this playoff.
Mm. Mentioned Kendrick Perkins. Here's Kendrick. It's always fun when he...
As expected and confirmed by my brother Dave McMenamin, the Lakers are only worried about the office.
He tried to zoom past
the
it.
Lakers are only worried about the offensive end.
So that's, I think it. He says it
as,
twice.
As expected and confirmed by my brother Dave McMenamin, the Lakers are only worried about
Dave
the office. McMenamin. The Lakers are only word.
So for those who didn't get why this is extra funny, this is Dave's wife. That's one little extra reason this is funny.
Shout out Perk, man. Shout out Perk. It happens.
He was trying.
It happens.
It was like you were facetious earlier.
Facetious.
As expected and confirmed by my brother Dave McMenamin, the Lakers are only worried about the office. McMenamin. The Lakers are only worried.
Kendrick's like, what's the issue? Yeah,
what's the problem?
Sound facetious, but vengeance is mine, said the Lord. He said it better than all. That is Lucifer, I think. On a black album.
I was going to say, yeah, okay. Now I've got to move over Lucifer. I'm more ruthless. Hurt. What song is that?
Say it again.
I think it's Jay. Move over Lucifer. I'm more ruthless. Hurt. I don't know.
Sound like it might be Big.
Oh, it absolutely might be. Yeah, maybe it is Big.
But I don't remember the song.
Oh, I think I know what it is.
Ooh.
I think it's Dead Wrong.
Oh.
You know, never mind.
Wild.
Never mind. Let's just keep going here. We'll just keep going here. Matt George set to join us here.